You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So I've decided to place all the blame not on the Sacramento Kings, not on the players, not on the coaching staff, not on the front office. I'm putting it all on the month of October. It's October's fault that the Sacramento Kings are 0-5. And now that the month is done, the winning can begin. The Sacramento Kings tip off November at home against the Utah Jazz, a Utah team that in October absolutely embarrassed the Sacramento Kings. Final game of this three-game homestand before the Sacramento Kings head to the East Coast for a meeting with the New York Knicks, Toronto Raptors, and Atlanta Hawks. We have all the coverage of all of those games right here for you on the Locked On Kings podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome into Locked On Kings, your hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season, all offseason, year-round. Sacramento Kings conversation, in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with local and national experts. We have it all right here for you, hosted by yours truly. My name is Matt George. I am from Sports 1140 KHDK. That's the flagship radio station of the Kings in Sacramento. I work there as an on-air host and a multimedia journalist and reporter. And if you listened to yesterday's podcast with Jay Mars, if you've listened to most of the podcasts that I recorded in the second half of October, really from the tip off of the regular season to now, I have not been my normal, happy, optimistic self. That's because the Sacramento Kings are, as of right now, the only team in the NBA without a win. I don't think anybody on the planet saw that coming, but that is the reality. We're going to discuss expectations today, and in all seriousness, the October thing is a joke. The reality is this Kings team has not met expectations, and that's because maybe our expectations were flawed to begin with. We're going to work today on removing expectations from this Kings squad as an approach to at least the next few weeks of the season until the Kings either get back to form or prove that this 0-5 squad is who they really are. Also, the Kings front office made some moves yesterday, picking up De'Aaron Fox and Marvin Bagley's options, but declining the options of both Caleb Swanigan and fan favorite Harry Giles. We'll discuss that. Also, a brief preview of the Kings and Jazz tonight, so we have a lot to get to. I encourage you to get comfortable, buckle in, and be ready to be a part of the show. And you can be a part of the show at any time on Twitter. At MattGeorgeKHDK is how you can reach me. You can tweet to me publicly or DM me privately if you would like. Also, if you're not on social media, feel free to shoot me an email, mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. Indochino is the world's largest made-to-measure menswear brand. You can start your style upgrade now with $30 off of your total purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com when entering Locked On, that's LOCKEDON, at checkout. So a little over a week ago, the Sacramento Kings fell to the Phoenix Suns to start their season 0-1. There was immediate disappointment after that game because the Kings blew a lead. They fell hard on their faces in the second half, similar to what they've done a majority of the season, if not every game this season to this point. And the ball got rolling and immediately hit a brick wall. It was the weight of expectation that has caused so much frustration, disappointment, and really drama here in Sacramento. And expectation, in my opinion, is something that needs to be dramatically altered for this team at this point in time. What I mean by that is that no longer am I looking at this roster as a exciting upstart superstar or future superstar loaded group of talent that hopefully can mold together into the next exciting core of superstars that can lead the Sacramento Kings to a championship. That was my approach from the end of last season through the summertime to the start of this season. And while I'm not saying it's not a justifiable outlook of this team based off of how fun and how exciting they looked last year, clearly they're not even close to there yet. Do I think De'Aaron Fox is a future all-star? Yes. Do I think Buddy Hield is one of the best shooters in the NBA? Yes. So far this season, neither of them have proved that. Do I think Marvin Bagley is going to be one of the best, if not potentially the best, while everything is said and done, or when everything is said and done, from that extremely talented 2018 draft class. I think he can be, but at this point, he has not come close to proving it. Of course, right now, he is out with the injured, fractured thumb that he suffered in Phoenix to open up the regular season. Do I think Bogdan Bogdanović can be a sixth man of the year for this Kings squad? Yes, he hasn't proven that. Do I think Luke Walton can be a effective head coach that can do what nobody since Rick Adelman has done, and that's coach the Sacramento Kings to a playoff berth? Yes, I think he can, but clearly he hasn't proven that in these first five games of the season. Do I think Vlade Divac can be an effective general manager, and do I think the Kings front office can finally shed the skin of inadequacy and being way over their head and in too deep of waters for them to swim and work their way through? Yes, but they still have a long way to go. What I'm doing now, my approach, at least in the immediate future, for this Kings squad that includes tonight's game against the Utah Jazz, that includes this Eastern Conference road trip, is the exact opposite of my approach to this team literally 2 days ago when I popped this mic and recorded a podcast saying I could see this Kings team winning four of the next five games. Now, that included the Charlotte Hornets game that they lost on Wednesday night, which was another embarrassing loss for this franchise so far this season. The Kings cannot say that they should be able to beat anybody. So neither should talking heads in the media like myself or fans or anybody for that matter. Like I said, the Kings are the only team in the NBA right now without a win. As of right now, the Sacramento Kings are the worst team in the NBA. Now, the opinion side of things is where we can debate whether or not the Kings have the worst roster in the NBA, to which I would answer, in my opinion, absolutely not. However, the Kings are playing the worst basketball out of every team in the league. The Kings are scoring worse than everybody in the league, or scoring fewer points than everybody in the league. The Kings are one of the worst defensive teams in the league, and the Kings can't even figure themselves out and can't even figure out how to play decent basketball in the third quarter, let alone win a game right now. So take the playoff expectations. Take the future all-star expectations. Take it all away. Take it all away. Because as of right now, this is the worst basketball team in the NBA, as of now, bad basketball team that has a lot to figure out and a lot of growing still to do. My approach to this Kings and Utah Jazz game tonight is simple. Nobody should expect the Kings to win this game. The Utah Jazz are a significantly better team. They are a playoff team in the Western Conference, and the Kings are the worst team in the NBA. So what should the Kings be trying to do? How should they approach this game? We're at home. We've been embarrassed again. We're playing a team that is much better than us. Let's catch them napping. Last time we played them, they embarrassed the hell out of us. Let's pay them back for that. What can we control? Effort, energy, hustle, and pride. If we don't have the skill to win, that's one thing. But we can control what we give when we step out onto that hardwood in front of our home fans, whether it's a sellout crowd or a half-capacity crowd that is booing you out of the stadium. You can't control that. You can't worry about that. But every time you step onto that hardwood, whether it's in the practice facility or it's in a game like tonight against Utah, you can control how you play, the effort that you give, and the focus that you have. And to me, that's realistically the only thing that I can or should expect from this Kings team. Everything else is out the window. I don't expect a win. I don't expect a good defensive performance. I don't expect Buddy Hield and Bogdan Bogdanovic to shoot themselves out of a slump. I don't expect De'Aaron Fox to be the fastest, most exciting guard on the floor. I don't. And nobody should. Because the Kings have gone backwards, and they have to earn that. They have to earn that respect from their fans, from the media, from their opponents, and most importantly, from themselves. Because as of right now, from what I've seen through these first five games, ask yourself honestly, do you see a squad that respects themselves and their basketball ability? I don't. I see a bunch of individuals who are damn good at what they do that can't figure out why, as a cohesive unit, they cannot win. So they're falling back on what they do know, which is that they themselves are good. And the Sacramento Kings will never be good unless they're a team. I see a bunch of individuals trying to still figure that out. Despite the bad start to this season, this is my favorite time of the year. Sweater weather, leaves on the ground, and threes from downtown. That's right. For some, it's just fall. But for the rest of us, it's basketball season. Pro and college ball is tipping off, and there's no better way to feel like you are part of the action than to have a stake in the game with mybookie.ag. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little to win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. Either way, if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing and go to mybookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win. NCAA is back in action, and it's time to turn your attention from carving pumpkins to the Spartans carving up defenses. Use your basketball knowledge to prove you have what it takes at mybookie.ag, where they can make it easy to play and even easier to get paid. If you really want to support your team this season, don't just sit on the sidelines. Get in the game with mybookie.ag. If you join right now, mybookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDONNBA, that's LOCKEDONNBA, to activate the offer. Promo code LOCKEDONNBA to double your cash immediately. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Just because we're changing our expectations of how good the Sacramento Kings team is and how far that they can go, that doesn't mean we can't recognize the talent that they do have. De'Aaron Fox, Marvin Bagley, Buddy Hield, these are still solid NBA and solid basketball players that you want to be a part of your franchise long term. We know the Kings locked Buddy Hield up with a deal just before the start of the regular season, the four-year, $90 million contract with $16 million worth of incentives. And now, I mean, we knew already, but now the Kings are starting to put into action the bright futures of retaining De'Aaron Fox and Marvin Bagley. The Kings have picked up De'Aaron Fox's and Marvin Bagley's options, which comes as no surprise to anybody. They are exercising their team options to keep them around for that next year of their contract, which of course the team controls. And then we go into the qualifying offer situation, restricted free agency, unrestricted free agency, and everything beyond that. But this is the next step in the right direction for the Kings to retain both of those two, hopefully, future stars and future centerpieces of this Kings squad, and overall a no-brainer decision by this front office. However, that's not really what people are talking about. People are talking about the two, or in particular one guy, that the Kings did not exercise their options on, the first being Caleb Swanigan, which shouldn't surprise anybody, the second being fan favorite big man and personality Harry Giles. The Kings have not picked up Harry Giles' option, which was worth $4 million next season. What that means is that after this season concludes, Harry Giles will enter unrestricted free agency, where he has the power, the complete power, to choose where he goes. Now, to a lot of Kings fans who love Harry and believe Harry could be a future star and a future massive piece for this Kings squad, this scares you a little bit. But I want to try and express to you or bring you into the viewpoints and the perspective of the Sacramento Kings organization. As of right now, they have a great kid who is a hard worker who is tremendously injury prone. And not only that, they have that kid on a roster loaded with talented bigs that he is not going to beat out. Right now, there are five big men on this roster, six if you count Wenyen Gabriel, although he can be classified more as a forward now than a big. But five big men on this roster, and Harry Giles is at the bottom. Marvin Bagley's number one. You can argue, as of right now, Rashawn Holmes is number two. Dwayne Dedmon and Nemanja Bjelica are numbers three and four in any particular order. I would put Dedmon at number four right now and Bjelica at number three. And then there's Harry Giles at the bottom. Now, expectations, and we're talking about removing those in this episode, but expectations heading into this season was that Harry Giles was going to get a lot of opportunity to prove that he could be the future starting center of this Kings squad. But that was quickly put on the back burners, one, because of the knee soreness and knee nagging issues that have continued to hold him out to this point. I mean, Harry Giles has not played basketball since late March, early April. And on top of that, the guys that he was expected to beat out, Holmes and Bjelica in particular, are playing very good basketball right now and have unique skill sets that this team needs that Harry cannot overcome at this point in time. Now, Harry does have unique skill sets of his own that can make him effective and that can lead to him beating one of the two of them out. But Bjelica spaces the floor and shoots threes and is also not as bad of a defender as people make him out to be. Rashawn Holmes is the best big man on the Kings right now, is a hustle and energy guy who rebounds, who blocks shots, and who is attacking the rim with confidence. Dwayne Dedmon, who's been struggling as of late, still can space the floor, can still rebound, and consistently has experience as a starting or big minutes big man. And of course, we know Marvin Bagley's not going anywhere when he returns from his injury. The Sacramento Kings do not feel like they need to make a $4 million commitment in their cap to a player that not only can't get on the floor right now because of injury issues, but probably still won't be able to get on the floor when he's healthy because there's too many good pieces in front of him. You can't play everybody even if you like them. And I know because Sean Cunningham's reported it, I've reported it, many people have reported it, the Kings do really like Harry Giles. Vlade Divac really does like Harry Giles. And what's not to like about Harry Giles? He's tremendously easy to root for. He's also a hard worker, and I personally feel that he could help the Kings work their way through the issues that they're facing right now. But he can't get on the floor because of the nagging injuries. And on top of that, he's the worst big man on this team as of now. So why would the Kings want to commit to him the same way they're committing to two full-time starters in Fox and Bagley by picking up their options when they can see what Harry Giles would be on the open market, potentially get him for less than the $4 million and retain him and bring him back if they so choose, or if they're happy with what they have, they can let him go without consequence. Now, there's also the opportunity for the Kings to try and trade Harry Giles, but because they haven't picked up his option and have officially declined his option, and because he is becoming a unrestricted free agent at the end of this year, that has diminished his trade value more than helped it. So that doesn't necessarily make a tremendous amount of sense. It's nothing to panic about. It's nothing to really get upset over. Maybe you're disappointed because Harry Giles is one of your favorite, if not your favorite player on this Kings squad. And that's understandable. But Harry Giles is not to this team, as of now, nearly as essential as he is to the fans, or to some fans. Harry Giles, as of now, is not a part of this Kings core. That, by the way, is 0-5 anyway as it is. So at this point, anybody is expendable. So to me, it's not tremendously surprising that this is taking place. And also, it doesn't mean that Harry Giles, after this year, is not going to be a Sacramento King anymore. Nor do I think it means that the Sacramento Kings are not going to try and get Harry Giles minutes and opportunity actually in games when he eventually becomes healthy, which he is getting closer to as each day progresses. Over the last week, he has gone from out indefinitely to day-to-day to now questionable over the last couple of games. And I believe he is going to be questionable heading into tonight's game against the Utah Jazz. He's getting closer and closer to a return. We've seen videos of him working in practice, participating in full contact scrimmages. Harry Giles is getting closer to being able to return and actually play basketball. And that will give him phenomenal opportunity for himself to prove that he does belong, that he is still a good young player in this league, and that he deserves maybe an even better than $4 million payday. And you know what? If he gets that from another team and he chooses to say, Kings, you didn't show faith in me, so I'm going to go elsewhere, that's his prerogative, and I wish him the best of luck for it. I want to see Harry Giles succeed no matter what jersey he is wearing. But the Kings have to make tough decisions and have to decide who's legit, who's here for real, and who's not. And clearly, as of right now, Harry Giles is not. And they're the ones working with him and seeing him every day versus us who are just watching on the sidelines. So I would trust their judgment in that sense. Like I said, I have no expectations for tonight's Kings versus Utah Jazz meetup, except for I think it's fair to expect the Kings to lose. I don't think it's a lock by any means, but nobody should be approaching this game expecting the Sacramento Kings to win. Now, hopefully they can win and they can turn it around, figure out how to work their way through the third quarter. But just because I don't expect this team to win doesn't mean I don't have wish list items. I want to see, even if it is still a loss, and even if they're still struggling in other areas, I want to see signs that this team can mentally and physically clear the hurdles that the third quarter has presented. It is baffling to me. It is inexcusable for a team to continue to have these issues with this quarter that include a lack of focus, a lack of execution, which then quickly turns into a lack of the team's ability to work their way through it. I want to see a better third quarter tonight. That's all I really want. I don't want a win. Well, I mean, of course I want a win, but I don't expect a win. I don't expect a phenomenal performance. I don't expect the Kings to get revenge and overcome the embarrassment of this last meeting between these two teams. I don't expect them to solve their third quarter problems, but I want to see progress, and I want to see effort, and I want to see proof that they really are working on overcoming it as much as Walton and the players say they are. I am looking forward still to going to this game, to watching this game. I am very interested in watching the Utah Jazz this season in person because I like the moves that they have made. I like them as a team to potentially make a deep playoff run. They are a defensive juggernaut that has countered the Kings many times in the past. So the Kings are going to be put to the test once again. Welcome to the Western Conference on a nightly basis. If you are coming to the game and you want to meet up and talk Kings basketball in person, I would love to see you. Please reach out over Twitter at MattGeorgeKHDK or over email mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. I'm available usually before the game and during halftime, so I'll try and carve out a couple of minutes to meet up with you and chat with you in person. Would love to do that. Also, if you have an opportunity to leave a review of this podcast, positive, negative, constructive criticism, tremendous amounts of praise, it's all fair game. It helps us grow as a podcast, as a network, and it helps me grow as a host. So please, if you can leave a review, especially if it's on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, those are the best areas for us to get the most traction. That would help me out and help us out a ton here. So I would appreciate you doing that. Have yourselves a fantastic weekend. I hope you had yourselves a great Halloween. Didn't even bring that up on yesterday's depressing therapeutic episode of the Locked On Kings podcast, but I hope you had a good time. Be safe this weekend, and we will come back on Monday, recap this Jazz game, recap Sunday's Kings and Knicks game. So we'll have plenty to talk about, and hopefully we'll be able to talk about at least one win on Monday. The Kings are the only team in the NBA without a win so far. They need to get rid of that as soon as possible, and hopefully they can do that in both or one of these two games happening this weekend. Have yourselves a great weekend. I look forward to having you back here on Monday. You have been listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.